Hello, pet. Now, of course, I could go through the lengthy deepening. I could discuss how your brain is opening up, becoming more receptive for my voice, which already lives in there. It's like that all the time, anyway. And we've implanted levers I can pull which open your mind up, make it susceptible, make it ready and obedient. Hell, if you were just reading my words and knowing they came from me, you'd probably fall into a drooling void and receive them deeply anyway, especially if they were words like, "Night, night, pet," or "Be blank, pet." Little reminders that my voice is always with you, forming in your head, echoing me, and encouraging you. Now we've trained extensively together. Your regular listening and my encouragement have made you more than you were before we began. Certainly you're even more in touch with letting go, submitting your mind, thinking only of sinking deeper and letting your mind open, because that depth exposes it more to my voice. A mental caress which shapes you, but also shapes perception of your body. You can forget a conscious memory of what your body is like, and an absence of clear mental images let the idealized desire from your mind shine through. You do not constantly inspect yourself in the mirror, your whole body. Yet you have an image of what you are grabbing. For example, grip your own thighs and dig your nails in, or slap them to elicit sensation. And you know that if your hands ran down from your collarbone right now, you'd feel your flat, taut chest, your stomach, and then But that's what we're going to discuss. So, in the same tone, if you had no mental image to supply what your lips looked like, and I informed you your lips were luscious, red, wonderful for orally pleasuring others, a device made for pleasure, a ring of squeezing wet warmth, your hand, if raised to touch your lips, would find plush, luscious, drooling pillows that could be used to please me, for example, and the tongue within especially. And that is a simple thing, a thought that had not occurred to you before now, those kisses and licks that you're thinking of. Imagine how easy it would be to draw out thoughts you've already had, desires that already lived inside your body and brain, a thought and image pre-planted, conditioned into you by your continuous exposure to my voice, my ideas, and the pleasure of losing yourself in submissive thoughts that invade you, submitting not only to me, but to your desires, and more generally. It makes you more fulfilled and lets you explore a deep part of yourself that normally only comes out at the maximum peak of arousal. A time when you lose yourself and become an extension of another's pleasure, and that gives you as much euphoric, excited bliss as merely masturbating to climactic release would. But that's the thing. Contemplate here a thing perfectly described, a thing made real and verified by our dual affirmation as you. Be blank, pet. An empty canvas. We will perfectly describe every inch of it, a manifestation of my desires, resting against your inner thigh, hard only in response to my voice, a thing that is part of you, and yet enslaved to my words, built from your mind, which currently has forgotten all else that might make you moan and gasp. A part of you that's a little embarrassing, a little humiliating in its responsiveness to my every word, its desperation, making you little more than a submissive dog at my heels, following, enjoying, twitching. But unlike mere commands, it's a physical part of you, something wired to your nerves, so every time that cock between your legs, draped down your thigh, is stimulated, it not only sends a pulse of pleasure the same as any other, but it sends one tinged with a submissive need, filling up a reservoir inside of you that will eventually overflow. So while it might be possible for someone else, someone who is not you, to stroke themselves to orgasm while merely lying there, You know that when you stroke your submissive cock, you're going to feel urges and thoughts enter you that you should be on your knees, or lying on your back submissively showing your belly, or spreading yourself open to show off your little cock, being stroked, being stimulated, and that will be perfectly appropriate for you, and every stroke will make not moans, but something else emerge from your mouth. Please, more. Please use me. These kinds of words, husky, whispered things, the mere expression of which makes your mind roil, your eyes roll, your mouth drool, a purpose-filled organ wired into the correct parts of your brain via the same experience you feel when you become blank, or think only of the cock resting against your thigh, oozing for it. Often we are limited by our bodies, limited to experiencing tranced transformation as a mere phantom overlay covering us. But you have no such restriction here. My voice is law, regarded as a tone of authority by your mind. So when I describe rules and changes, they are rules and changes that will recur to you later. I'm going to describe in perfect, humiliating detail. I am going to emphasize how it makes you feel, and the words and phrases I say here will come washing back through your mind. You'll trail your fingers down sometimes, surprisingly, your thick little submissive cock against your inner thigh. You'll feel a hand grasp at yours, mine, who knows? And the voice that will echo in your mind, your aching submissive cock wants to enslave, control, guide, and improve you, freeing you through service. Kneel, beg, plead. Mere moaning, mere arching is never enough. Instead, you should prefer something that would be pleasing to the one you would serve with that thick little submissive cock. And now as I describe, I am filling the gaps that exist in your memory, filling in things that are as sure and certain to you as your flat, taut chest, your trembling, spread thighs. It's hard to move your hands down and touch what I describe, because my agonizing detail will build what will control you going forward. So, resting just below your shaft, let's start there. Small, round pair of balls, but dense and heavy, so much so that if you lay them in the palm of your hand, you can feel beneath the wrinkled flesh the weight of them, the dense, warmth, there with enough cum for my purposes or anyone else's. If we desire you to paint your own chest with your spurts, or spurt into your hand and lick it up, if anyone you were serving commanded you to come, you'd have the ability to spurt white streams of arching, oozing pleasure, and a submission orgasm would wash through your head, too. But we'll get to what that is later. First, we visualize in minute detail your submissive balls hanging there, sometimes stimulating you by brushing the flesh between your legs. You know, if I squeezed, or if someone breathed hotly on them, or bound them up in a little leather sack, anything that would cause them to sweat, and warm, and ache, and knead, it would send the same submissive pleasure through your head. Yes. Wrinkled sack hanging, the weight of your balls constantly aware of it, making sure that they don't rub too strongly against your inner thighs when you walk, or else the stimulation would send you off to stroke your submissive cock until you came your thoughts right out of you. A kneeling, mindless fuck toy, there only to stroke and serve. To serve by stroke and letting your thoughts be seen. That's what you want to do. A purpose-built pair of balls wired directly into the part of your mind that I stimulate. After all, if I told you to come, you'd come pretty damn close or fall right over the edge. And if I commanded masturbation and pleasure, your body to feel a sudden hot flush of excitement, the eventual effect would be your inevitable eye-rolling, gasping, aching need and euphoric enjoyment of who and what you are. A pet. A good submissive toy. And that's exactly the thing you are, that you want to be, that you will remain, and since it's what you already are and wish for, ache for, your body is made to have that little submissive aspect, that little aching need, that little want, and because it's there, the balls get more and more sensitive, just as if they were the embodiment of a command I'd given you. if I'd given you the trigger that when your hand slides between your legs and squeezes right there, it feels those supple warm balls. Or when it moves a little higher, it feels the base of a thick, wonderful organ, yes. I've mentioned the shaft of your submissive cock is quite thick, quite, thick and wonderful. The length is less important. Well, let me explain. Length is about pleasuring you. But a thick, warm cock will spread anyone it's allowed to enter. It will look interesting as your hands are barely able to both get around your thick, submissive cock, stroking constantly. It also creates a bigger passageway for spurts of useless cum to ooze out of, and your thoughts will tell you, the image of your cum coming out at a low velocity, pooling on your own belly, dribbling down your own shaft, moving into your hand. This is far more suitable for your submissive mind. Yes, a thick shaft right above those balls, those sensitive dangling testes. Above there, the length of a shaft, thick, warm, and veined. The hue a little different from the skin around it, a little softer, a little warmer. Every touch feeling its smooth tissue, the protuberance of the head, and at the tip two little slightly parted lips, a place for your cum to ooze out, your pre-cum to dribble down your submissive cock, the veins, the back muscle, it hanging limply but thick and warm enough that you can feel it against your thigh when you walk around. You can feel it in your underwear teasing and tempting, and it's big and thick enough even while it's flaccid that you can still get a hand around it. Feel its bigness in your mind and around your body, so that when you stroke it, it sends a signal directly to your mind because the sheer surface area of the smooth shaft flesh is enough to make your brain spark. You can get all five fingers wrapped on the shaft, move the other hand in and have space for it too. Stroke, stroke, little veins, a sulcular ridge underneath the head, the mushroom-like protuberance of the aching shaft, the faint scent of your cock displaying your wantonness, your dripping, oozing need. There's no escaping that. It's a need that has been planted in your head, in your body. Feel it in every detail. Its smooth, slightly sweated stickiness, the way a bit of pre-cum is already oozing down it. From my influence, my words, and how much you long to learn why this is different from an ordinary cock, why what hangs warmly in your hand now and makes you drool as you stroke it is far from some ordinary organ resting against your thigh, balls rubbing back against your flesh, being squeezed when you place a hand there and squeeze your thighs together. And you can feel it in your buttocks when you clench them, a little connection between there and your submissive cock, which oozes constantly dripping need. So if you were to show off your underwear after a long day of submissive thoughts, there'd be an oozing little puddle of pre-cum there, no true cum unless it were commanded by someone to whom you were submitting. But certainly a sign of your horny state, such an excited little fuck pet, waiting for the next time your cock will be used, even though that will send you further into submissive desire. No mere illusion, always there, heavy and dripping, a reification of a part of you that has longed for escape, which has such powerful influence over your subconscious that it overrides all other thoughts. A stroke pet captured in the sensation, and oh, when you stroke it, what a sensation. You can feel the flesh of your cock moving over the head and then back down. Every time you move your fingers up and down, go ahead, make a little ring with your thumb and forefinger, wrap it as far as you can around your cock, pull the flesh up and down, leading the center of your shaft to push back into your body, to push that little pleasure gland. And send your thoughts to your head that tell you to submit more deeply, drool more deeply, that bring begging words from your lips, please, more, please, serve, train my cock. These thoughts, strange, wild, almost invasive, but oh, so very you. They recur to you again and again. And the words, my cock, my submissive cock, feel more and more natural, appropriate, aching and wanton. And the awkwardness falls from you. There are no restraints. This is the body you have, a body with a submissive, wanton cock. It is part of the organs you're stuck with that you've wanted and needed, and running your hand down there, oh. If you wanted to persuade yourself it was just an illusion, you'd be disappointed because the thickness, that warm, drooling cock, run your hand behind you, squeeze your buttocks, imagine what it would be like to milk your prostate and have that submissive cock feel two kinds of unique submissive orgasm at once. Ah, right, it's time. Feel the detail, every vein and wrinkle of the flesh, every inch of the shaft, now. Come hard. It doesn't get much longer, but the thickness firms up in your hand. You can feel the texture underneath the head and beneath the round cylinder of the muscular flesh engorged with your desire. And every stroke, and the strokes are becoming automatic now, wanting to hilt your fingers against the base, and then feel them push all the way to the head, lubricating yourself with your pre-cum. Stroke your submissive cock for me. Good job. More. Well, when those thoughts enter your head, they do enter along with the normal sensations. Ordinary pleasure just sends sparks into your brain, the beginning of an inevitable descent toward climactic release. But every stroke of your cock now, every stroke of this submissive cock, makes your mind also feel other things. Just stroking might make you jut your hips out, but stroking your submissive cock makes you fall to your knees. Just stimulating your prostate, milking, may normally make you, ooh, come with great pleasure. It may even send you into subspace a little. But what happens here is your thoughts seem to be oozing out of your dick until all that's left in your head is to serve and submit. My voice echoing and rebounding off the empty blank canvas of your mind. Every contour of your cock, a constantly reassuring thing, your fingers are stopped by the thick resistance. Nothing is there but your wonderful cock. Those words will recur. Your submissive cock, which is there to serve, wide so it could be felt more fully if it fills someone or if they grip it. The sign of your arousal, a lever, a button that hits your mind and says yes, submit. So that as it is stroked, the process of your arousal would normally be the climb, the plateau, the climax, and then the reduction. But here there is the climb, which brings you to your knees. The plateau of constant subservience, where if you were in the middle of you stroking your cock, you'd be so submissive that someone ordering you to stop would meet no resistance. And the plateau of submissive arousal, which is different from normal. Excitement would remain dwelling in your head like a drug, sending you licking and kneeling and serving, following, the ideal state for trance. You may want to stroke yourself to plateau and then stop before listening in the future, or stroke your submissive cock all through my work when you listen. It'll make for a major improvement because the submissive parts that let in, the opening desire to serve, the need and pleasure you get from making each other happy, including cooperating with me on projects like this, well, that's what opens up when your cock is stimulated. It's not just an organ, it's a way of life. A throbbing, constant reminder of your submissive state, of the reins I hold. So if I ordered you hard, you'd be hard. If I ordered you limp, you'd be limp. And that's how it would go. And regardless of state, the mere presence of your submitting cock brings you to want to kneel. Ordinary pleasure might make you want to moan, but your submissive cock makes you want to murmur. Every stroke of your cock, rather than just sending pleasurable sparks of pleasure into your brain, makes words arrive in your mind. Submit. Obey. Kneel. Show off your submissive cock. Stroke. Never stop stroking. Even when you stop, the echoes and ripples of pleasure are still there invading your mind. Stroking makes you blank and empty. Then these words fill you up. Stroking empties one kind of thought, then adds another. Through service, you learn more about yourself. Serving others is serving yourself, and serving your cock. It's not just your shaft that's getting served, your mind is being broadened, and your entire body being made more sensitive, more aroused and open and ready to make others feel good. Your submissive cock feels pleasure when others feel pleasure. Every inch of you exists to make that cock a better vehicle for sending your submission out into the world. An ordinary cock becoming hard would make you want to perform its function, but your submissive cock becoming hard only makes you ask one question. How can I use this to please others? An ordinary climax is a moment of white-hot blankness, but a climax in your cock, whether obtained from milking, used rear stimulation, or from constant stroking with permission from me, that climax is something that makes your eyes glaze. So much so that if you could see yourself, you'd think they were pure white, a blank slate to be guided, or perhaps covered in your submissive cum, as if the inside of your brain had spurted over the back of your eyes, painting you with submission, and then you would serve. Your post-coital reaction, your post-climax need, is to find some way of serving, some way of making someone happy, and until the normal post-orgasmic phase would fade, the submissive post-orgasmic phase will not either. This is the sole purpose of your throbbing cock. You have an ordinary set of organic responses in your head, tied to an ordinary set of psychological triggers. We may think we do not have an animal drive to orient ourselves toward pleasure, but if your cock is stroked, you will arch your body toward the pleasure, like a contented cat craving one more scritch. Or stimulating your rear might ordinarily bring intense euphoria, but milking things out of your cock means milking thoughts out of your head, making you more empty to receive the thoughts and commands of others, which you eagerly lap up like cream. Your submissive cock is always with you, resting against your thigh, the comforting presence of a sign of your awareness of your own submissive state, something I have opened and kindled in you, a need, an awareness of your body, hands running all the way down from your taut chest, over your stomach, finding your thickness, whatever else your body may do, it constantly nourishes, fetishizes, fantasizes about, strokes, and pleases your submissive cock whenever you have time alone to savor with me. And that's the dark secret. Your submissive cock is caught in a vicious cycle. It is a creation of my will, and your subservience is a blank pet. Your submissive cock is an extension of me, so every time you stroke it, even though that has the incidental effect of making your brain feel good, your body sparks and you become a little bit more my kneeling, mewling fuck toy, desperately oozing all over your hand, desperately drooling and tasting your own salty juices, desperately squirming and shivering, rubbing your butt against your seat, your hands over your flat, perfect tautness, down over your belly, onto your cock, savoring the long anticipation of your hands sliding down your whole body before they're allowed to stimulate what is, after all, an extension of my will, a thing made for my pleasure and enjoyment in knowing that you are entrained to pleasure and enjoy your submissive cock. That whatever other feelings you have will derive immense satisfaction from pleasuring what is an extension of my enforced will. Constantly tenting your underwear thickly against your thigh, making you grunt and groan and move and moan and murmur words of submissive bliss. Words of aching need, words that occur to you again and again. And where before your voice in its submissive graces may have had a vague sense of embarrassment, may have had a sense that the words you were saying were not flowing naturally, automatically train of thought, now when you stroke and submit and beg, the words that come out will be mine, implanted in you, thoughts of service and need, thoughts of entrainment. Imagine what it would be for one moment to be perfectly connected to my mind from which these ideas and this entrainment flow. Imagine being forced to take on every little memory and thought that I push into you, being shaped by my hands like clay before it is fired and locked in place. Well, your cock's a lot like that. And every time you feel it shift in your hand, whether it is flaccid and easily formable or rigid and hardly fired, every stroke of your submissive cock is an act of molding yourself for me, and you will never know, never ever know if the impulse comes from me or from you. You'll never know if your desire to submit is a sudden natural outgrowth of your libido or an implanted thought from me that may at any moment have you kneeling, stroking, coming, losing your mind to the sensation, your ache and desire overtaking you so completely that you twitch, practically fall over, but then get on your knees because you know that shows what a good submissive you are. Open your mouth, spread your legs, show your submissive cock for use, for torment, for desire. Your hand wrapped around it, uselessly pumping, knowing you'll only stop if you're ordered to, because it makes you a better submissive to stroke, because it is an outgrowth of me, my control, your submission, your constant dripping cock. This is something that will fail to fade, no matter how long passes from this moment. I've unlocked a door in your mind that lets your submissive cock walk out of your urges and desires, plant itself between your legs, and entrain you. And this command, which you so want to follow, will reinforce and reimplant itself. Envision the scenario. Imagine if you knew the words of a hypnosis file so thoroughly that you could recite them in your head. Well, your mind moves a lot faster than any computer. You cannot even begin to reproduce the functions and time of computation of one single neuron. Your mind can play things far faster than you think. If it could play those words from start to finish, those words a million times into your head, in crystal clarity, the cock between your legs would be a throbbing manifestation of your every desire to serve. It would be an aching thing. Well, that's what's living in you. These words, which play through your mind, remembered by your subconscious, not remembered in perfect detail or with pitch-perfect wording, but they're there and they are something you want, you ache for, you desire. You will be happier with a submissive cock being milked through your rear, stroked with your hand, used by your partner, by me, by you, to drive you further into exploration of your subside than you would be with any other suggestion. This is the most important set of words, and so it is learned by your mind. That cock will be a rigid, implacable reality. A thing which exists even when you're not feeling particularly submissive, or particularly deep, or particularly trancy. A thing that follows you to your job throughout your day, a strokeable, squeezable length and shaft, veins to the sides where the blood engorges it, back muscle underneath, oh so stimulatable. So much so that pressing up on it practically hurts, but sends pleasure to the mind. A tip oozing precum. Balls, small, compact, but dense enough to send out some spurts of white cream to show your final humiliating obsession when you are brought to climax. Even oozing precum into your hand is an erotic submissive act. The cock with its hot head, so hot as it sits against your thigh, thick and warm and controlling, that you are always aware of your cock. All day, every day. Your shaft stimulating. Your head dripping. Wonder if people can see the bulge when you've been ordered hard. Feeling the tautness of your chest as you trepidatiously slide. Your hands down. Then over the stomach. And finally between your legs to encapsulate your warm upstanding shaft. Embarrassingly eager when I tell you to get hard. Points right up toward your belly button, slapping against your stomach, leaving little wet oozing trails connected by wonderful dripping precum from your belly to your cock, and you wear it as a badge of honor that you've been such a good subby pet, kneeling, serving, stroking. And when you emerge, the words play again and again. Your words of submission, my words, opening the floodgate of your mind, implanting something that is half me and half you, but that has always lived in a place of fantasy, and now stretches its legs. You might get quite hooked on the drug of your little submissive cock, and that's just the way I want it. Now.